Moncrief on News Talk.
Loud chewing, phone use, sneezing, worst of all, talking. No wonder cinema attendance has declined. Other people just won't shut up. Brian Lloyd joins us now to give out. Good afternoon, Brian.
Hey, how are you?
When did it all go wrong?
I think the pandemic has a big part to play in this, believe it or believe it not. And I swore I would never become this person, but clearly I am. The younger generation, Gen Z, Gen Alpha, whatever it is, I think they lost out on a really specific teachable moment whereby you're in a third space, you know, a congregating, you know, not your work, not your home space, and they forgot how to act. And there is a kind of... No, look, I'm saying, yes, fine. I'm tarring a very, very large swathe of people with a very incredibly large brush. I'm sure there are older people who are just as bad. But it does seem to be a recurring theme that younger people are going to cinemas and what have you and whipping out their phones and just scrolling on TikTok, scrolling on Instagram or whatever, having full-blown conversations with one another as the film is playing. And I do think that the pandemic, because cinemas were shut for so long and all the rest of it, you know, kids who were, you know, teenagers at that time and now becoming kind of, you know, adults, you know, 19, 20 and so on and so forth, forgot that, you know, you're not supposed to be on your phone. You're not supposed to be conducting full-blown conversation. But as I hear, and I put a thing up on Instagram just to ask people some of their horror stories from cinemas, it's clearly not specific to Gen Z. Can I read you a couple
of
them?
Yeah, please
do. You're going to love this, right? So one guy said that he empty cinema and a person came in and ate a full rotisserie chicken behind him. Now, oddly enough, I don't have a problem with people bringing food into a cinema. That doesn't bother me necessarily. Like, I think, like, you know, if you're going to, you know, if it's a bad smell or something like that, you can move. Like, you know, that kind of way. Another one here says that it saw a dad bring his kids to a film. He whipped out an iPad with headphones and proceeded to watch several episodes of The Sopranos. Now, I do get that people kind of treat cinema like their front room or like their sitting room, right? Where they just think, yeah, I can take my shoes off and put my feet up and, you know, I can, again, conduct a full conversation with somebody else about what's happening on screen, or I can scroll on my phone while other people are watching it. But, and you can't do that. Like, I mean, you clearly can't. Like, I mean, do we have to teach basic manners in school? Like another one here says that, a lot of the responses, I should say, are of a sexual nature.
Okay.
You know.
People go for a bit of warmth and dark.
Yeah. Which, I mean, look, I think we've all been guilty of that at some point in our lives.
Sure.
So, you know, do you know that kind of way? Again, I don't have a problem with that because it's not disrupting people around them unless there are certain noises coming from it. And in which case then it's like, you know, get a room, literally. But I mean, it's just... It seems to me that people just have forgotten basic etiquette in a lot of cinemas. Now, if I could say something that may come across as quite classist.
Okay.
I do think, you know, you go to somewhere like the Irish Film Institute, or if you go to like the Triskel in Cork, or if you go to the Lighthouse, I don't think people are as bad there because, you know, they're independent cinemas, they're art house cinemas, they're independent cinemas. They are generally kind of... People are going there for a specific reason. They're not going there to, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But the chain cinemas, like your Odeons, your Cineworlds, your Omniplexes or whatever, people are a bit more kind of, I don't know.
Free and easy about it,
I guess.
Yeah. Well, could it, because it often strikes me that I don't, everything is blamed on the pandemic.
I know,
the pandemic.
But I do think this, I do genuinely.
It might be a factor, but almost like there's been, as you say, there's been a break in generation, but that generation are now going back and they're the generation who are double screening.
Yes.
They can't watch anything on one screen at one time.
100%.
And then to be asked to look at one screen for 2 hours seems unreasonable. They just can't do it.
But, I mean, look at the cinema. Like, I mean, you mentioned there at the top of the bit that, you know, cinema attendance is down. Quite the opposite, in fact. This year, it's back up to pre-pandemic levels and
that.
Yeah. And, like, look at, like, Oppenheimer, look at The Odyssey, look at these, like, three-hour epics that, you know, people of all ages, of all generations are going and watching and are able to sit there and take it in. Like, The thing that has always appealed to me about the cinema, certainly in more recent years, is that like you go and you turn off your phone for 2 hours and you give one thing your attention. Now, if a film is crap and you're just bored out of your tree and you kind of, you know, you feel your phone vibrating, like you might sneak a little look or something like that or whatever. But like, you know, if the film is bad, get up and leave. No one is forcing you to be there. And like even, you know, maybe there's this sort of the sunk cost fallacy of like, I've paid 15 quid for this. And this film is absolutely terrible. Well, I'm just going to sit here and just be on my phone and wait for the credits. Maybe it might get better or something. I don't know. But like, it's the inconsiderate nature of it.
Yeah, also because cinema is a shared experience.
Yes.
You can feel the emotion when something's on screen. But that's completely absent from it then.
I think, yeah. I mean, I do think, I think that's why like, Gen Z seems to be kind of flocking back to cinemas is because they haven't experienced that communal thing, you know, that idea of like go and everyone is laughing or everyone is scared at the same time or everyone is in awe of it. But yeah, taking out your phone or just, you know, doing all kinds of stuff, it takes away from it. Like, I mean, why are you wasting your money? Like, you know that kind of way?
Can we? But it's too late now. We can't put the genie back in the bottle. That's the way it's going to be.
I think you can. There's a great cinema chain in the US called the Alamo Drafthouse, and they really do. They are merciless. I mean, they are absolutely merciless. They will walk into the cinema, and if they see anyone on the phone, it's one shot, one kill. They literally put your hand on your shoulder, get up and leave. And they make a point of like getting like filmmakers to do those PSAs before the thing starts of like, please, like they'll literally have like Richard Linklater, you know, people would know him from Dazed and Confused, really famous director. I saw one of his PSAs where he took out a pen and he described how you can jam a pen up into someone's soft palate and kill them instantly. And he said, if you're on your phone, someone is going to find you with a pen and kill you. Please stop being on your, please turn off your phone. Like that's, if we have to use physical violence to expel people from cinemas to get them to stop interrupting people, I'm all for it. Like,
yeah,
not to that level, obviously. I'm clearly just being facetious. But you know what I mean? Like, I do think cinemas need to kind of cop on and really enforce the rules. Like,
yeah, because there is, yeah, there's usually a please turn off your phones, but it's all very nicey-nicey.
It's all very kind of like, you know, please, if you wouldn't mind. No, I think get a couple of heavies in there and be watching it. And like, if someone takes out their phone, you get one chance. And then the second one, you're out.
Yeah. Well, here's another gross generalization. In my experience, the staff who worked in those kind of chains tend to be about 11.
Yeah,
and they're not going, and they're probably not paid that well.
Oh, 100%.
You can see the despair in their eyes. They're not going to walk in and tell somebody to turn their phone off.
I get it, but like, I mean, yeah. We see, there you go. Like, we don't kind of pay service jobs enough for them to care about everyone having a great experience. And again, that's because capitalism is so late that we just don't really value service jobs, yet they are inherently important to these kind of communal experiences.
Yeah. Once I came into an evening session in the cinema and the place stank of chicken, I was told from staff that a family brought in a large snack box.
That's really more common.
Wow.
Yeah, that's really, really common. And like, you know, I mean, okay, I'll say this, right? Those nachos you can get with that like chemical that is apparently cheese that you can pour over the top is absolutely disgusting. I get the whiff of that and it makes me stomach, I retch. But move away from it as much as you can, you know?
Yeah.
Go on.
Can we now go back to the good old days of smoking in the cinema?
I'd love to be able to smoke in the cinema.
You used to see the red glow of the butts flying through the air from the upper tier down onto those below.
I used to, like, I'm old enough, I can remember smoking in the cinema, and it did kind of give a bit of a haze to
it
the
did,
screen,
yeah.
Didn't it?
It was kind of atmospheric.
It did, because it's like, you know, you look at all those, like, those photos from, like, boxing matches and stuff like that, and indoor kind of, like, sporting events, and there's this gorgeous haze over. Mm. And people think, like, oh, it's the film camera, it's the film stock they're using. No, it's the smoke. It's the smoke gives it that kind of vibe, like, you know?
I only really go to see big deal movies in recent years. Devil Wears Prada 2, Odyssey, Barbie, Bridget Jones. The cinema has more atmosphere at those times, but not as noticeable when people are talking.
Yeah.
Someone else says, try going to see a kids movie. Toy Story 2 weeks ago, crying, screaming, you just need to tune it out.
Oh yeah, 100%. But kids movies and stuff, forget about it. That's just a crash.
Yeah.
It's just another crash.
Like. Yeah. That etiquette issue is across society, not just in cinemas. It's rife on public transport, etc. The lack of manners in the youth and late teens these days is absolutely shocking. I believe for whatever reason, it started after COVID and has drifted into the whole service sector. Something to do with the government paying kids doing part-time jobs €350 for furlough, regardless of hours.
What?
I don't really understand that last bit. Bring back the guy with the torch in the cinema.
Yes.
You'd be out in your ear for misbehaving. That would be a thing.
I remember vividly once getting ejected from a cinema with a female partner for... I won't get into the specifics, but like, you know, that was a thing that did happen. Yeah, there was the guy with the torch, and if, like, you know, if he saw you doing something, you were like, get up, you're leaving. Like,
yeah.
The heavy, bring back the heavy, you know?
Yeah. Yesterday evening, I was at the Odyssey with my son, and the couple beside us were talking. It was unbelievable. I just turned to them and put my finger to my lips, and they stopped immediately. My son was slightly mortified, but I think... thankful.
Says Mary.
What he meant, the furlough was the COVID payment.
Oh.
Was given to everyone during those few years. And this is like how it's gone. I saw children watching TikTok clips of Toy Story 5 while attending Toy Story 5.
What the hell?
The universe is collapsing in on itself.
It is. Second screening, as it's known, is really a thing now, that it's like Netflix are editing their films specifically, that, you know, you have to keep repeating the plot every 5 minutes because people aren't following what's on screen and stuff like that. Whereas cinemas, you know, films that are made for the cinema experience don't have that. And they're better films. Like, that's
Well, 100%, but... Is there is a danger that might start to happen?
Oh no, I won't.
If they kind of give in
over my dead body, I will. Yeah. That will not happen, because, you know, like we're talking about, you know, the Odyssey and stuff like that, and how cinema is having a great year despite all this. I think people have couch fatigue. You know, that sort of way. People are just kind of bored of, like, you know, the algorithm forcing stuff on them that they don't want to watch and what have you. Whereas you go to a cinema, it is more of a curated experience. You know, that sort of way. So like, I think it's incumbent on people to remember that, like, you've paid money. Like, cinema is not a cheap endeavor anymore.
Yeah.
Like, you're talking 15 quid, and that's before, like, childcare, that's before parking, that's before transport to get there, and then forget about, like, getting your popcorn and your Coke or whatever. Mm. Like, you're talking 50 quid at least that you've dropped. So it's like, okay, you've paid all this money. How about just, you know, consider the people around you and shut up?
Yeah. That was Brian Lloyd there. He'll be shining a torch in your face at a cinema near you. Brian, thanks a million.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.